I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning into I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for listening in. Maybe you're out and about doing some Christmas shopping today, listening, or maybe you're just home relaxing from all the Christmas shopping you've been doing and you're tuning in. Either way, we are grateful to have you with us this Sunday morning. Thankful that you're listening and learning about I've Decided and what we are doing in the community and about our organization. If this is your first time to hear of I've Decided, well, simply it is about you. We are designed with you in mind. Our goal at I've Decided is to help you achieve success in whatever it is that you can imagine that you would like to do. What is it that you want to do? What are your goals? What are your dreams? We are your home for success and transformation. We have about 60 business resources who are a part of I've Decided, and they are here to help you, provide you service and the information that you need to be successful in your goals. We have amazing events. In fact, we are gearing up for our kickoff event, which happens January 20th at the Peoria Civic Center. It's our Motivational and Leadership Conference Series kickoff. You do not want to miss that. If you have not got your tickets yet, please go to our website, ivedecided.org. Be sure to get your tickets before the end of December. The prices will increase starting January 1st. And you want to make sure you get connected with our community so that you can get on track and make 2018 your best year ever. We have an amazing lineup for you of speakers. We have national leadership speakers and motivational speakers that are going to help you get on track for the year. And you're going to get to meet all of our resources too in person so that you can get connected with them. My guest today happens to be one of our Power Session speakers, and Christy Taylor of Valiant Woman. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I am so excited for you to be teaching one of our Power Sessions at the conference kickoff on January 20th. You are going to be talking and teaching people about living a valiant life.
Yes, yes. I'm going to provide 7 essential strategies on how to valiantly live a victorious life.
Valiantly live a victorious life. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how did this story begin for you as far as like living a valiant life? Where did you one day wake up and go, you know what? We all need to be living valiantly.
I would say it was probably about 8 years ago, at least, when I started on my whole weight loss journey. that's when, you know, I just had had enough. And, you know, throughout that time frame, that's when, you know, I just started becoming more. There's a whole story there. It goes way prior to that. But that's when I decided enough was enough. I've decided. And that was the moment that I said, I'm going to just start living boldly. Yes.
And so you stuck the stake in the ground. That was 8 years ago when you started living a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And you started losing weight.
Yes. Yeah. I've lost 137 pounds and I've kept it off for about 7 years now.
137 pounds?
Yes, 137.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. And you have a program called Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith.
Yes.
Which I love that title. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, that was, I published that program in March this past year and have had worldwide sales. And women, they're being truly transformed from the inside out. Not only does it help them with just losing weight, but it helps them become the valiant woman God intended them to be. They're just becoming more brave and confident in other aspects of their lives. And it's just an amazing thing to watch.
And you bring it to like that soldier warrior, your book. You mm-hmm. talk about having battle buddies, and each week you give them like a warrior move, or what is that that you tell them to do on a weekly basis that you have their homework?
Well, you know, they create a battle plan.
A battle plan.
A battle
yes.
plan. And they follow that battle plan in different aspects of their health. So they have a battle plan that they create that has like strategic actions and SMART goals for portion control and fitness and mental and, you know, just different areas like that. And they have drill commands. And so, yeah, it's all about becoming battle ready and valiant warriors.
And it is a battle.
It is a battle indeed. You know, we are always going to face a battle. And we can choose, I mean, we are, whether it is weight or maybe in finances or parenting or marital issues, there will always be a battle. And we just have to engage in it. And you we know, have to be battle ready.
You do. And you have to recognize that it is a battle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I think sometimes for people, if you think it should be easy, life in general, that's where it gets tough.
Yes,
you
definitely.
Have to recognize that this is a battle. And every day you have to put on that armor.
Warrior boots. Yes, and armor for sure.
Warrior boots. I love it. You got to put those warrior boots on.
Yes.
And get ready.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. This is going to be a great show. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show. I am talking to Christy Taylor. She is the author of Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith and the founder of Valiant Woman. Mm-hmm. She is going to be speaking at our Motivational Leadership Conference kickoff on January the 20th. We are so excited about that. You can make sure you get your tickets at ivedecided.org. And you are going to be talking about living a valiant life. Now, this program that you're going to be teaching at our conference is co-ed. Mm-hmm. So we have men and women attending our conference.
Yes.
So you've kind of acclimated your program to work towards men and women
yes.
who just want to live valiantly.
Yes.
What are some of those steps that you're going to take us through? I don't tell all the secrets.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to give away the seven essentials, but I will kind of tell you a little bit about my own experience, starting from, you know, my life story. You know, I guess that would be helpful. So I started off in accounting, and I was in accounting for many, many years. And I worked with all women. And while I was working with those women, I was also almost 300 pounds. I was very timid. I was not confident. It was easy to run over me. I hated who I was. I hated who I'd become. I didn't love myself. I worked with all women, like I just said, right? But these women would always backstab one another, and I couldn't stand the drama. So I eventually decided to go get my MBA and step out so that someday I would be able to lead and empower and motivate a team of women. And and so I did. I stepped out, and pursued my MBA, and the final class of my MBA, I had to put together a 3-year business plan. And what that entailed was showing how you could, you know, run a business and successfully for 3 years. And I was watching the Today Show, and this gal was on the Today Show, and she was talking about how she had a virtual assistant firm. I'm like, oh, that's what I could do my project on. And so what I did was I started an internet marketing firm. And that was great for me. So after I graduated, I did that for 4 years. And I had teams in India, the Philippines, and all over the U.S. working for me. And what was perfect about that was because I could do it all virtually behind the screen. So I didn't have to step out in public. I was so big. I was so, I'm still very not confident at the time, but I was gaining in my leadership skills. So I did that for 4 years, and then I got to a point where that's when I was starting to lose weight. And so the fourth year, I was getting very burned out and wanted to try something different, but yet I was losing weight, so I was becoming more confident. And so I was like, okay, I want to do something different. Well, an opening at the place I work now, it came about, and I got hired on there as an outsourcing manager. And I stepped into that company, and I was still in the process of losing weight. So I was probably about down 100 pounds at the time. And I was really like wanting to stretch myself. And so I started selling engineering services. Now, mind you, I did not know how to spell engineering, but I wanted to stretch myself. And also, I was working with all men this time, literally. Well, that's completely different than working with all women. And so what I did was I would go to different Caterpillar facilities throughout the U.S., and I would meet with, I mean, like cold call, meet with vice presidents and directors and engineering managers, pick them up, take them to lunch, and talk about engineering services, which I really didn't even know how to spell at the time, right? But what was really neat about that was, is one, I was feeling more confident in who I had become, you know, who I am now.
Who you always were.
Who I always was.
Right.
Right. But I was becoming more confident in my own skin. And I literally just started having more faith, too. So before I would go into these meetings, I would pray and I would, you know, read encouraging Bible verses. And I would go into these meetings and I would literally walk out with project work and be able to take it back to the office. Well, the office, you know, they were like, wow, who is this and what's going on here? And, you know, maybe I wasn't equipped to sell engineering services, but God was equipped. And I ended up generating millions and millions of dollars of revenue for the place I'm working at now. Now, this past year, I've been promoted to the director in a corporation with 7,000 employees. And I'm just saying that because God, I mean, he has brought me through this amazing transformational journey, and it's just neat, you know. I mean, just step out in faith, and he will meet you there. Yeah. And it's, yeah.
That is not a testimony of living valiant. Boldly walking in to this engineering, and you're like, you really didn't even know what you were doing, but
no.
You said you would pray before you would walk in.
Yes. Yes.
And so God was just revealing his power to you, ultimately.
Yes, definitely. I mean, he is just amazing. So I look back at, and not only that is, I can tell you more. So back when I, you know, worked in accounting, I was afraid of everything, literally. You wouldn't catch me doing anything like jumping off of planes or, you know, off towers or going in the woods and hiking or hiking up mountains. I mean, I'm completely transformed. He has just done a work in me. I just, yeah.
Are you jumping out of planes?
So I signed up one day and I went and I went through the training and everything and was getting ready to get on the plane, and then the winds picked up. So, but I have jumped off the stratosphere in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've climbed up a 14er in Colorado. And
yeah,
so,
you go hiking all the time in Colorado now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So take us back to that moment. That's an amazing transformation, Christy. This inspiration from that and others. I'm so thankful that you're willing to share those stories and encourage and inspire people to live bold, to live valiant, to decide to do something outside of your comfort zone. But take us back to that moment, that pivotal moment when you decided that you had to lose that weight, and you've lost 137 pounds so far. Was there any moment where you're like, this is it, I have to do something?
Oh, yes, because I was at the point of almost being crippled, you know. I couldn't be on my feet for more than 5 minutes or I was in severe pain. There was a weekend. This was the aha moment where I went with my son on a Boy Scout trip. And we were taking a tour of the campground, and there was this little ditch, literally a ditch. And we were all going down it and you know, going back up it. And I felt like I was going to have a heart attack. Literally, I'm looking around and everybody else was fine. And I started panicking. I called my husband. I cried. I wanted to go home. He wouldn't let me go home. He said, you had to stay the whole weekend. But that moment was when I was like, oh, my goodness, I can't even go up a little hill. I felt like I was having a heart attack. And so the next day I called and I wanted to get the gastric. I called the insurance company. Wanted to get approval to get the gastric bypass surgery. And God closed those doors quickly on me. And I felt hopeless. I felt broken. My spirit spirit was crushed. I mean, I was just at wit's end, right? And so that night I was up all night crying, and I was crying out to the Lord. I'm like, I do not know what else to do. I mean, I've tried these quick fix diet fads in the past, and only to regain not only weight, but feelings of shame, regret, humiliation, and failure. And I just couldn't do it this time. If I was to lose or gain any more weight, I would not have been able to walk. And so just this, I knew this feeling came over me, and it was, you know, you need to get right with me. He was telling me your relationship with me is not right. And so I decided, and the next I decided that I needed to get my relationship right with him. And the next morning, it was just like, I was just at peace, and I knew what I needed to do. I needed to get right with him. And from there, I'm telling you, he has taken me on a journey, a true transformational journey. Like, yeah, so.
And I'm curious, when you say you needed to get right with him, what did that mean to you? Like, what, I mean, what does that mean in your words for you? What's your testimony about getting right? What does that mean exactly?
Right. So what does that mean? So for years, so a good 15 years, I was morbidly obese, and I was angry at God there, you know, I was angry at him, blaming him for how I was, right? And when really it was my own fault. Before that, growing up, I had a very strong relationship with Christ. I would read the Bible. I would, you know, just pray to him, communicate with him. None of that was going on at all. And so I needed to really just start to dig into the Word more and just really start to walk the walk.
You had lost touch.
I had lost touch. We were so he was always there, right? But I wasn't disconnected. I had disconnected, yes.
So for you, getting right was just getting back into relationship.
Yes, most definitely.
Reconnecting mm-hmm. with him and the Word mm-hmm. and remembering who you are.
Oh, yes. I had to learn. So for the good first year, I learned how to love myself no matter what weight I was. I learned to have joy in the midst of severe suffering. I learned how to be at peace, right? Have peace and contentment. And I had to learn how to be, you know, self-disciplined, right? And so just different things like that. Yeah. And I learned that, you know, this is... my body is not my own. My body is God's temple. And I also learned that, you know, we are at war with an unseen enemy, right? And so, and this enemy doesn't want me to live out God's purpose for my life to its fullest extent. And so all this just, I mean, he just opened my eyes to so much.
And that's what we were talking about a while ago when we said this is a battle. And I think people do not recognize that there is an enemy that is attacking you and trying to prevent you from fulfilling your purpose.
Most definitely, yes.
Absolutely. And that is why I've decided exists, because we want to make sure that you are equipped with everything that you need in order to be successful. We want to equip you with resources and experts like Christy Taylor, who has her own personal story and has put it in a book, Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith, and teaching us how to be a valiant warrior. I just love that so much, Christy. We're going to learn. Oh, I cannot wait to learn those 7 steps you're going to teach us at the conference.
I can give you a little hint. The acronym is VALIANT. So VALIANT spelled, you know, there's 7 steps.
VALIANT, right?
Yes. Yep.
So acrostic of Valiant. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So exciting. Okay. So tell me about the book. You've got a book out there called Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith. So fast forward a few years. Now you've lost the weight mm-hmm. and God has been working on this transformation in your life. And at what point did you decide you needed to put that in a book? Where did you come up with this battle ready kind of plan that you put in your workbook?
Oh, that's very interesting. So the book was first called The Gardener's Diet. Yeah, right?
That cracks me up because it's so different. It really Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith.
It is. So the diet stood for Develop Your Internal Eternal Traits, and it was all focused on just the fruit of the Spirit, not even the fact that we are, you know, that this is a battle. And so I had wrote just the portion of the fruit of the spirit part where, you know, you're learning the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control and all that, and applying it towards your weight loss journey. And then one day I'm at the Caterpillar, I'm sitting in my car at the Caterpillar parking lot, and it was like, I mean, it just was like, battle. This is a battle. I mean, it just came to my mind, like, you know, he was telling me, and so I was like, oh no, I have to add so much more to this book. And so, I mean, this is, I need to give them the tools they need, the battle plan to help these gals realize that this isn't just learning how to love yourself more. This is so much more than that, that, you know, we have to be battle ready. So it's, yeah. So I then had to rewrite it.
So you rewrote the book.
I did.
And retitled it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Fighting Fat with Fearless Faith. Yes.
Fearless Faith. I love it. But you can do all kinds of stuff with Fearless Faith.
You sure can. There's a lot you can do.
And you've got other books in mind, right? And other battle plans?
Oh, yeah.
Action plans?
Yeah. So Valiant Women is launching a membership site in January. And we've already, it's kind of like a Facebook community in a way, but it's set up to where you can take e-courses and gals can go through these programs together. And one's called Beating the Battle of Busyness. I mean, just think how much busyness can wreak havoc on our lives, our marriages, you know, if we're focused on just one area and we're really busy in that area, whether maybe it's work, what are we neglecting in other areas? So, yeah, and, you know, there's just other lesson plans in there also.
And sometimes being busy isn't very effective.
Right, exactly.
Busy isn't always necessarily getting you where you need to go or spending your time where you should be spending your time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't like the word busy.
I don't either.
I really don't like that word busy. And I have made an intentional decision to not use that word. Mm-hmm. I rarely say to someone, oh, I'm sorry, I was so busy, because I just think that's a cop-out.
Yeah,
you know,
I do too.
I always say, you know what? That wasn't a priority. Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry I didn't get to that last week. It wasn't my priority mm-hmm. last week or whatever, because I think in general, we can do what we decide to do. We are going to do what it is we really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to find time for the things that we really want to do.
Yes.
And so when we're making excuses saying we're busy, I think it's a cop-out a lot of times. We might be busy, but sometimes that busyness isn't really productive.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people use that term busy as an excuse too. Like you said, something's just not a priority in their life. And
just call it for what it is.
Exactly,
right. Just say, well, it wasn't my priority mm-hmm. to do that last week.
Yes.
You know, I had other things that I needed to do, but mm-hmm. I really, when I catch myself saying, oh, I'm so busy, I think, oh, well, then you're not being productive.
Exactly.
Then what do you need to do differently that's not going to make you so busy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another lesson I have in there, or e-course, is called Fighting the Fear of Failure.
Oh.
And it's just focused on that, because, I mean, so many people are paralyzed with fear that they won't take steps forward to live a flourishing life. I mean, if they can get past that fear, they can accomplish great things in their lives. And so, yeah, that's a really, really good one. You know, I struggled with fear for so many years. I let fear drive my actions instead of letting faith and love drive them. And so there's a whole nother story there on fear, but for me. But yeah, fear can hold us back.
Yeah, it's definitely not living valiantly if you're
no.
living with fear.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
You got to live with discernment.
Yes, you do.
And so I think sometimes people confuse fear and discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you, Christy?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Because using discernment and choosing not to do something because maybe it's not the right thing to do or it's not a smart thing to do
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you're being fearful.
Right.
Sometimes I think people can mix those two.
Oh,
but
yes.
We're talking, you know, one of the best advice I ever got in my life, I think, was from the founder of Curves, Gary Haven. And I was talking to him about opening my second franchise. And this was many years ago. And we were going through the pros and the cons, and he said, "What is there any, you know, reason why you wouldn't?" And I'm just like, "I'm just not sure. I'm afraid." And he looked at me and he said, "If fear is the only reason keeping you from doing something, you should always do it."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fear should never be a decision maker.
Most definitely. Have you ever heard anybody say fear stands for false evidence appearing real? Yeah.
No, but I like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, fear holds us back from so much. And, you know, a lot of that comes from the enemy, right? And so, you know, we always oftentimes say, what if? What if I, for example, don't lose the weight? Fear of failure there. Or some people are even afraid to succeed, so they don't take steps forward.
I sometimes think that fear of success is more powerful than fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you experience success, then you have to maintain that.
Yes, most definitely. Yes.
And so it's way more comfortable to just say, oh, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do that. Or I could never see myself doing that. When really you could, what you really are saying is that I don't know how I'm going to maintain that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, and you know, I don't know where I heard it from, but I love this. Oftentimes we try to do things and we're not able to, right? But when we do it with God, God is able. And if you put go and disabled together, it spells God is able. I love it.
I love all your acrostics.
Yeah.
I love acrostics. You know, that's what I use, the DECIDE methodology. Mm-hmm. And I use those six letters in DECIDE as an acrostic to help people change behaviors, mm-hmm. and to teach them how to live decided. And so you and I are kindred spirits.
Yes, we are.
We are sisters in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We're beyond kindred spirits, I should say. We really are sisters in Christ. And so we think a lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to teach the people who choose to sign up for your power session at the conference on January 20th. They're not going to be disappointed. They are going to be amazed at your story and what you can teach them about living this valiant life. Mm-hmm. Bold, brave, mm-hmm. fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you want to do, we want you to stick the stake in the ground, make the claim, claim your life, claim your goal, and go for it. You can do it. You just got to be surrounded by the right people, the right motivation, the right inspiration, the right information, and just have that platform, that accountability,
mm-hmm.
to help you be successful. And that's what I decided is about. So we hope that you connect with us. We hope that you get signed up. Get signed up today. The prices will increase on January the 1st. So head on over to ivedecided.org. Get your tickets for the kickoff motivational leadership conference happening on January 20th. So you can meet the one and only Miss Christy Taylor. Thank you so much, Christy, for being on the radio show with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. And thank you for being willing to speak at our conference. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And you're going to have your books there so people can pick up a copy of your book at the conference as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
And you can find Christy on Facebook, Valiant Woman, and connect with her. I know she'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio today. We look forward to being with you again next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?